Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 630 Headlines.
You heard the lady. It's 6:30. That means it's time for 6:30 Headlines here on the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, and we'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. We'll get to the headlines, too, in just a moment, but quickly. A couple of things I just wanted to clear up. Texter in the 617 says, typical Boston blowhard announcer saying Seattle continues to play well. Meanwhile, they've lost five straight. You're right. I forgot they got swept in that last series, but you're right. They have not played great lately. It was Kansas City who's hot right now. They've won four in a row. The Guardians have lost a couple. But yeah, you're right. Seattle, not if they do continue to play well, if they bounce back from this five-game skid, then yeah, sure. But they are a half game behind the Red Sox at the moment. The Yankees are definitely playing well. And you're going to run into them here starting tomorrow night. Also, I got a text saying that, Arcan, you said the Red Sox made good moves the night of the deadline, shaking my head. I said that they addressed two of their needs, which they did. They didn't do nothing, I believe I said. Did I say they made good moves? I don't remember saying that. I mean, maybe I did. I don't know. Go back and listen. But I wasn't exactly doing backflips. I think I defended it maybe more than some other people just because they did get a starter and they did get a reliever, and I desperately wanted them to at least do something about those two positions, and I was expecting them not to do anything. So maybe there was a little bit of that that seeped in, and if so, then I apologize.
You were the one guy that didn't have any expectations at that deadline.
I mean, yeah, I didn't expect them to do anything. I thought they were going to just sit on their thumbs. I'm not kidding. I didn't think that they were going to find a deal that worked for them, that worked in the computer, that they would actually want to execute. I really thought that that was just beyond the scope of what Craig Breslow in the front office and the owner was willing to get done. So maybe that was it. You know, it's like, I don't know what you call it. It's like Stockholm Syndrome kind of, you know, like you're just so used to being, treated badly that you suddenly start to like certain things. That's a very bad explanation of it, but you know what I mean. That's a major, major potential problem here. But it's not what I want to talk about in the 6:30 headlines. What I would like to talk about is something Rob Manfred had to say during the Little League, the Little League Classic or whatever?
It was the Little League Classic Mets and Mariners played down in Williamsport.
Down at the Little League field. And Rob Manfred was on for this historic event.
Really historic. The Sox played there before.
Major league players playing at a little league field. I mean, it's great. It's not historic at all. It's kind of stupid, but whatever. He was there, and he had some thoughts about Major League Baseball and his future.
It provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, entities like ESPN. I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
Okay. He's talking about expansion. Said before that he wants to add two more teams to the league before his term is up in 2029. He said that a few times. And I think he said that in the broadcast, too, just not in that particular clip. But he said that expansion will allow them to do some realignment maybe even completely do away with the American and the National leagues and have it be conferences based on, you know, just complete location and nothing else? Which I know for the old timers, for my Red Sox review callers, that's not going to go over well. They're still getting over the designated hitter, you know, so it's a slow burn with some of that. But what I find so funny about all this is that for the first time in a while, numbers are going up. Major League Baseball is trending upwards. The COVID year, the return from COVID, 2023 was the least watched World Series in the history of baseball, of televised baseball.
Which was Rangers-Diamondbacks.
Rangers-Diamondbacks. Just point that out. True, but that's my point. That's the whole point of this. If you want to expand, then you're going to be putting more baseball teams in more places that don't really care about it and that the nation doesn't really care about. And then you're likely to, you know, unless all the good players go to the Dodgers and the Yankees, which is, I think, what has powered this uptick a little bit, the fact that those two teams are good, again, in those two markets, with big, big stars that are easy to, you know, put out on the Gatorade bottles or whatever, New Balance. But it's so typical of Major League Baseball for the first time in I don't know how many years to finally see an uptick in popularity, an uptick in eyeballs, viewers, interest, all that stuff. And they immediately think, you know what, we got to try and ruin this game even more because I'm sorry, expansion, expanding this baseball league right now, expanding Major League Baseball is a terrible, terrible idea. It is. It's a terrible idea. There's too many teams now. What do we need? More Tampa Bays? We need more of these? Really? That's what's missing? A team in North Dakota? And that's the other thing. He keeps talking about the geographic challenges that these teams face and how if they do expand and realign, then finally, if we have two more teams, then we can finally realign everything and make it so the travel's not so bad. The travel's going to be tough no matter what. You know why? Because all the teams are clustered into little spaces. And they're already right now in those spaces. That's where it is. You look at the if you look at like a map of where every team in the U.S. is geographically located, the Colorado Rockies, there is nothing for like 1,000 square miles around them. There's nothing around the Rockies. There is a big force field around Coors Field, and there are no baseball diamonds, Major League Baseball diamonds, anywhere near it. Kind of the same thing with the Braves. You go down to Atlanta, you look around there where the Braves are, you got to go all the way down to Florida before you find any more teams, and there is nothing west of Atlanta in terms of Major League Baseball parks. There just aren't. So, you know, you got your Northeast, you got your Florida teams, you got your Texas teams, you got your California teams, and you got your cluster there in the Midwest, and that's basically it. You know, you want to what? Add some more teams to the Northwest? You're going to have a team in Idaho, have a team in Oregon? You know, Nevada, like, what are we doing? You're going to move a team to Vegas? You can't even get a team to Vegas right now with the A's. We're going to have two more new teams when you can't even move a team from Oakland to Las Vegas in a reasonable amount of time? Like, come on. And that's just so typical of Major League Baseball, to finally see something positive and just want to ruin it. You know, that's what they do. They see something positive. They see that people are starting to care about the game again. And the first thing they can think of is how can we make some more, squeeze some more money out of this and ruin the product. And that's what's happening. You know, it's going to happen. You think there's not going to be two new teams in the next couple of years? Of course there is.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
That poor guy. But you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just the league can't get out of its own way. They should be contracting teams. There should be fewer teams. If you gave a crap at all about the product, you wouldn't even be considering this. You wouldn't be considering it.
A piece of metal.
The 2023 World Series was the least watched World Series ever. And 2 years later, they're talking about expansion. That's insane. I think that's insane.
You know what's actually funny? I think you and I both hate it, but you hate the expansion. I hate the realignment. Because the idea of saying, oh, less wear and tear on the travel, that's ridiculous. Like, every league goes through this. I mean, granted, not every league is 162 games, but every pro athlete has to make that travel out to the West Coast.
Sure.
And yeah, their bodies are going to feel like crap. That's a ridiculous excuse. So
yeah.
I think you hate the expansion part. I hate the realignment part. That synchronizes us pretty good.
I'd say so. And the realignment thing, I don't really care. Like, you know, The Brewers used to be an American League team. The Astros used to be a National League team. They've swapped over American National League teams a bunch. That's something that's happened in my lifetime. I'm not that old. You know, like I've seen that happen before. I don't care if a team moves from the National League to the American League. I'm not one of those baseball, oh, it's got to be like it was back in 1900. You know, I don't care about that. You want to move some teams around, move them around. But I think that's the only way to really settle this. Don't expand. Take some teams, you know, like take one of the Florida teams or both of the Florida teams for that matter. No one goes to any of those games. Take one of those two teams and or both of them and move them out somewhere in the Midwest. Put a team out there near Denver or something, or, you know, west of Georgia or something like that. If you really want to fill in the gaps in the map here, then go ahead and do something like that. Don't expand. Don't make more, you know, just more teams and places that don't want baseball leading the potential World Series no one's going to care about. Like, it just don't do that. It's not what's working. That's not the part of this whole thing that's working right now. It's the fact that you have fun teams, you have fun stars, and there's a bunch of teams that no one cares about, and you're pretty good at just sort of ignoring them. You know, but the teams that you want to be invested are invested in it right now. The teams with the big markets that care about baseball are invested in it right now. And that's what you got to focus on. And they just could care less. They just see dollar signs. That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, next headline. And that would be headline from Andrew Callahan over at the Boston Herald, who says that league sources are saying that the Patriots have raised both the names of Kyle Duggar and Anfernee Jennings in trade talks. Duggar emerging as a likelier candidate to be moved, and Jennings also surfacing in discussions, though his recent preseason surge may complicate the decision. He had 3 sacks against Minnesota, and he's been viewed as an awkward fit in Mike Vrabel's system. But his performance lately has been gotten people reevaluating that, according to Callahan. Well, who wouldn't want these guys now? A safety that they're a hair away from cutting, basically, who they've demoted very publicly, like over and over again, and an edge rusher who can't fit into this system. He was the only guy that was doing anything out there against Minnesota. He's one of the only guys. I thought he looked great. And you don't have a lot of great pass rushers on this team. I know that Vrabel really believes in Harold Landry, and, you know, I hope Keon White's better this year, but I want Jennings in the wings at the very least. If he's not fitting your defense, well, figure out a way to fit him in there. All right? Vrabel, let's figure out a way to get this guy involved, because you don't have that kind of depth at edge rusher that you can afford to go trading away Anfernee Jennings. And by the way, what do you reasonably expect to get for him or Kyle Duggar at this point? 6th-round pick? You know, 7. Great. Good luck with that. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There are your headlines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.